Well, I'd like to share with you just a few more minutes in line with what they have so wonderfully portrayed. Well, Peter was quick with that blade, wasn't he? I mean, it was... And got a whole new revelation about the stone being rolled away and that earthquake that happened right there. That was kind of prolonged for a while, and then boom. Didn't they do a great job? Great, great, great job. Great job. Put on the screen, if you would, John chapter 12, John 12, 23. There are two big events that the church observes every year. One is what we call Christmas, and it is the giving of Jesus, his entrance into the earth. And then it's this day, what we call Easter. I prefer to call it Resurrection Sunday. And it is the culmination and the fulfilling of prophecy. And it's how God saved fallen and lost humanity. With Adam and Eve, man lost their self. And human beings could not then, after that, could not save themselves. There had been no one that could live a clean enough, righteous enough life after that. Until Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Who was free from sin and gave himself for us, that whoever would believe on him, as they just quoted, would have everlasting life. Oh, somebody say everlasting life. Everlasting. Now, it doesn't get any bigger than this. You don't want to be flippant about these things or try to rush through it. You and I are here on this earth for this much longer. You know, if you live 100 years, total lifespan, it's going to come and go in a flash. How many are 50 or 75, and not that long ago, you were 15? Right? Well, what's going to happen in the next 20 years, next 40 years? I mean, how many people are left here from the 1800s? Huh? 1700s? Not a one. And in a few more years, you won't be here. I won't be here on this planet. So what happens at that point? Is that the end? Lights out? You cease to exist? Is this all there is? Well, according to the Bible, it's just the beginning. And there is existence past this life. But what Jesus talks about is everlasting life, eternal life, which is not just eternal existence, but a quality of existence. It's living life as God lives it with Him. With Him. With the Creator. Let me read this to you. You got your place there in John 12, but let me read a couple of things to you before we get there. John 17, they'll put it on the screen for us. You just hold your place there, or I guess you're close by, aren't you? John 17, 2. Jesus said, "You've given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." You and I are created beings. We don't generate our own life force. We are dependent on the source of life. Apart from life, you die. Now, spiritually, that doesn't mean you cease to exist. It just means you exist in darkness and death, which you don't want to experience. But eternal life, this is eternal life, he said, to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. What makes heaven heaven? Not just the streets of gold. It's who's there. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us that in that place and at that time, we won't need a sun to shine on us to give us light. We won't need a star because the Lamb is the light. Yes. Hallelujah. And there's no night there. So you're literally living in the manifested light, which is coming out of Him. Hallelujah. And that light is life. And it's eternal. It never goes out. Now it's hard for us to wrap our head around eternal. How long is that? Huh? It's longer than a century. It's longer than 1,000 years. It's longer than 1,000,000 years. It's longer than 1,000,000,000,000 years. How long is that? How long is that? The Bible said in the eons, the ages to come, those of us who are believers, he's going to reveal and show to us the exceeding riches of his grace. For how long? In the ages, eons to come. That means he's never going to run out. He's never going to run out of light. He's never going to run out of life. He's never going to run out of goodness. The exceeding riches of his goodness and glory. When, Moses said, "Oh God, show me your glory. Show me your glory." He said, "I'll show you my goodness." His goodness is his glory. Well, how good is he? How good is he that he can continue to reveal more of his goodness age after age? When we're there, 500,000 years. Huh? And the Father will say, "Are you enjoying this?" And we'll go, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." He'll say, "Look at this." And he'll unfold some more of his goodness, and we'll all go, "Ooh, ah, wow." And then 1,000,000 years past that, he'll say, "Everybody enjoying this?" We'll go, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." He'll say, "Look at this, look at this." And he'll reveal something else. We'll all go, "Ooh, ah, wow." And it never will end. This is eternal life. The opposite of that is separation from God. And there are those who are separated from him, and there will be many who are separated from him. And it is the saddest thing in the universe. But it's not his choice. It's people's choice. If you don't want him, there's only one other group to be with. There's only one other place to go. And it wasn't his choice. He's given that decision, that option to us. Somebody say, "I choose him. I choose him." John 3:36 says, "He that believes on the Son." Is that anybody in here? John 3:36. Let's put that on the screen. "He that believes on the Son." Is that anybody in this place? Huh? Now, if you don't, I'd like for you to change that before the service is over. And you can. All you got to do is make a choice. To do what? Believe on him. Believe what you saw portrayed by the children. Believe that's not just a fairy tale. That really happened. And it happened for you and for us. Make that choice. and receive Him. He that believes on the Son, what? What? Has everlasting life. Not gonna get it. You got it now. I said, you got it now. He that believes on the Son, I want to see that show of hands again. He that believes on the Son, who is that? Huh? Then what about you? You have everlasting life. Now this everlasting life is in your spirit, not in your body. Your body's still mortal. But that eternal life is going to affect your body one day too. And it's going to be changed. But is this for everybody? Does everybody have this? No? Keep reading. He that believes not on the Son. To hear a lot of people talk, everybody that dies goes to heaven. That's not true. It's not true. People like to imagine it. But it's not what Jesus said. It's not what the Bible said. He that believes not, what about them? If you don't believe on the Son, what? You won't see life. You won't experience life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And if you won't accept that Jesus paid for your sins, then you got to pay for them. People say, well, I don't, you know, this stuff about Jesus going to hell and all that. I don't believe that. Well, you better believe it, because if he didn't, you're going to have to. The Bible said he took our place. He became sin with our sin. He was judged for it and went to the heart of the earth. Why? What was going on there? Why? And then the third day, he was raised from the dead, free from sin, justified on our behalf, and heaven, God the Father, the high court of justice in heaven, accepted his sacrifice on our behalf, and that redeemed us. But it'll only benefit you if you receive it. He won't force you to believe it. He won't force you to receive it. And those who don't will not go to heaven. They won't experience everlasting life. They will be separated from God. People don't like it that plain. But I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Right? You can make up stuff and try to believe it. That won't make it so. But we have a word. I said we have a word. A written word. That is, the Bible said, a more sure word. Hallelujah. John 12, do you still have that? If not, you got time to get it. John 12 and 23. When Jesus was close to being offered up. He said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat. Now the term corn could also be translated a kernel or a seed is what he's talking about. A seed of wheat, unless it falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. What kind of fruit? Well, a seed, if you keep it on your mantle, or on your kitchen counter, that's all it'll ever be. Right? And it'll be, he said, alone, and that means by itself. It'll just be the one seed. But if you plant that seed, an amazing process happens in that the seed dies and collapses and comes apart. But inside the seed, there's life. Oh, hallelujah. And that life begins to put a root down and begins to reach up top. Hallelujah. And it keeps on reaching until it breaks out into the sunlight, and it eventually keeps going until it's first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And when you got the full corn in there, you know what you got? A bunch of seeds. Is that right? A bunch of seeds like the one you planted. That one's no longer alone. Now it has many, many friends. Right? And they all look just like the one that was planted. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody, am I? Huh? I said they all look just like the one that was planted. The Bible calls Jesus the firstborn from the dead. Why say first? If there's a firstborn, there's a second and a third and an 8,945th. Huh? And I don't know what my number is, but I am one. And that seed is Christ. Hallelujah. And by faith in Him, we have become a product of the seed that was put into the ground and died and rose again. Hallelujah. Because He rose, so will I. Oh, somebody say, so will I. So will I. Whew. Glory to God. Go with me, if you would, over to Luke, the 20th chapter. I won't take much longer. Although it wouldn't hurt you if I did. What are we talking about? Huh? How many know there's more to what people call Easter than bunnies and food? Huh? Or candy? Should this be the main event? Right? What? Not just coming to church, but focusing on what happened. Right? Faith comes by hearing. Does it matter what you believe? We just got through reading. According to Jesus, if you don't believe on the Son, you won't even experience eternal life. But if you do believe on Him, you have eternal life. Life as He has it. In Luke 20, there was a group of religious people in Jesus' day called the Sadducees. And they didn't believe that there is life after death. They didn't believe in the resurrection. Now, to me, if you don't believe in resurrection, what's the point? Right? Of being religious and going to church or temple or synagogue or whatever it is. I mean, they got them a whole religious group. And they don't believe there's any resurrection. Why? And they came to Him in verse 27, the Sadducees that deny that there is any resurrection. And so they gave Him this scenario about this woman that married and the guy died, and so she married a brother, and he died and went through several guys, and then she died, and so they said, you know, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be? It's really sad how ignorant people can be, and they think they're so smart. And Jesus talked about it. He said, verse 33, they said, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife through their lifetimes. And Jesus said, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they that shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. It'll be a different situation. Now, you'll still know people you know. Somebody said, well, we can't spend time together. Oh, it'll be okay. But again, you got to remember, you're not talking about 50 years. You're talking about endless ages. And there's a whole lot going on that we don't yet know, but don't spend any time worrying about it. It'd be wasted time. I've heard people talk about, you know, somebody got remarried, you know, and then when they passed on, their children are going, man, you know, if mom's already there, and then they're going to meet, you know, the other, wonder if they're going to have a problem when they... It's heaven, kiddo. Okay? It won't be a problem. And, you know, really, there's a whole lot more that goes with that. The scripture says that there will come a time when the Lord wipes away all tears from our eyes. Now, there's a lot there. First of all, it means we'll need it. We'll need it. And then it talks about the power of Him doing it. What do you mean? Well, for one thing, there's going to be people that's not there. You understand? And you know, people have regrets from this life and all kind of things. And you can't live with that age after age. But there's coming a time when the judgments are done and the things are complete. And even if some things bothered us, the Father God is going to do this for us. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there will be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more dying. It is written. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And until that time, His grace sustains us. But He's telling them, He said, it's going to be different. Verse 36. Are you ready to shout? Verse 36. Jesus said, neither can they die any more. You'll hear people misquote scripture sometimes going, saying, you know what the Bible said, it's appointed unto man a time to die. The Bible did not say that. No, it said it's appointed unto man once. Once to die. And there are actually things you can do that'll cause you to live shorter or longer. The Bible said, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But there are things you can do, the proverb says, multiple places, that will add years to your life. And years of enjoyment. And didn't the psalmist say, with long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Jesus said, those that believe on Him, neither can they die any more, for they're equal to the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Whoo! Young's literal translation says they're not able to die anymore. They're like the messengers, like the angelic messengers. They are the sons of God, being the sons of the rising again. The sons of the rising again. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. I'm one of those. Somebody says, well, what about the ladies? The scripture talks about the sons being male and female. And in Christ, there's neither male nor female. So you want to go ahead and use that term. I am a son of God. Right? Male and female making no difference. And I am a son of the rising again. What does that mean? One of the biggest things we believe in Christianity is that He rose again. That's what we're shouting about all day today. That's what the children have portrayed to us so beautifully and so accurately. Yes. Right? The stone rolled away.
Thank you, Lord.
Religions all over the world, they can take you and show you where their founder is buried. We can't.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, yeah, they know where the tomb is. Eh, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I can assure you this, nobody's there. Nobody's there. Why? He's alive. He's alive. He's risen again. And he is the seed that died that is no longer alone. As the firstborn from the dead, now there are many that have been born again, who are now the sons of the rising again. Hallelujah. That have eternal life right now. This life is the shortest thing we will ever do. Soon and very soon, you and I'll be out of here. And if the Lord tarries his coming, but you know, and we leave our body, even when they bury our body, that's not the end of it either. Because the trumpet shall sound. I said the trumpet shall sound. And what's going to happen when the trumpets? Anybody know? Did you read? When the dead in Christ shall
rise.
Because they are the sons of the rising again.
Yes.
They shall rise. If you say, well, I can't believe all that. I feel sorry for you. No, seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
Because apart from him, you got nothing to look forward to but death and darkness.
That's right.
If you reject him, there's no salvation for you. You can't save yourself. You can't be good enough. If anybody could be good enough to save themselves, Jesus wouldn't have had to come for them. Oh, friend. There'll not be a sooner time than right now.
Right. That's right.
Huh? To receive him. And moving forward, there won't be a better time. And you're not guaranteed endless opportunities. This world's a dangerous, dangerous place. They tell us that every second, two more people have died somewhere across the face of the planet. Scores of thousands are dying every day all over the planet. And many of them were not old. Many, I assure you, probably the majority of them did not think today would be their last day on the earth when they breathe their last. Death is nothing to be afraid of if you're a believer. Because your Lord has triumphed over death and hell and the grave. Let me read that to you in closing. In Revelation, put it up for us, please. Revelation. I know they're thinking, which Revelation? Revelation 1 and 13. Oh, happy day. Happy day. Happy day. And if you say, well, y'all are just those fanatical religious people, leave us alone. We're happy. Leave us alone. You ain't got anything better that we're interested in. I assure you that. And the thing is, it's real. It's real. It's true. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, John saw one like unto the Son of Man. That means he looked human. Clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. I reckon the Lord's not opposed to some jewelry. Where's a big gold band across his chest? The streets there are made of the stuff. Not paved, made of it. 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. Anybody know who we're talking about? This is, now there's different ways you could see him. And there'd be times that you might see him and talk with him. He wouldn't look exactly like this. And his hair would be a different color. But this is the manifested glory of the risen one. Verse 15, his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Hallelujah. I've heard people go into long, ranting raves about what color is God. Is he white? Is he black? Is he? No. No. Both white and black and brown and red and yellow are all skewed at different ends of the spectrum. God is fire. Hallelujah. Burning bronze. There's every color in fire. Right? Oh, some liked it, some didn't. His feet like fine brass, they burned in the furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. Do you know soon and very soon you're going to hear that voice? You're going to hear with your own ears, you're going to hear that voice? You know what would be the sweetest sound you have ever heard in all of your existence? Is to hear this voice call your name and say, well done. Ooh. Ooh, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm making you ruler over much, many things. Keep going. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. This is one reason our bodies have to be glorified. We can't even look on the Lord in our current condition. You can't look at the sun. Huh? And looking at him with his glory manifested is like looking at the sun at its brightest measure. But when our bodies are glorified, we can take it all in. Huh? Our hair will be blasted back. We'll go, oh, God, give us some more. Because now we can finally take it. His countenance is like the sun shining in his strength. When I saw him, John said, I fell at his feet as dead. I guess so. And he laid his right hand on me. And didn't the Lord always say this? Fear not. I know this is a bit much, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? Don't be afraid. I'm not the problem. I'm the answer. I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I'm in. And I got the keys. The devil lost his keys. He lost his keys. I said, the devil lost his key. He can't find them. They're gone. Yeah. Jesus said, I got them. I got them. I got them. Why? The keys of hell. The keys of death. What's this denoting? Total victory over hell, over sin, over death, over destruction. That's what the resurrection demonstrates. That's what the resurrection shouts. Yes. Hallelujah. It is the glory of God manifested in total triumph over our sin and over death, hell, and the grave.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you.
And all you got to do is say, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I receive it. I believe it. And I won't be ashamed of it. Everybody stand on your feet, please. Hallelujah. I'd like for all of us to affirm or reaffirm our faith in the risen Savior today. Altar workers, would you come to the front? These folks will be here now and after the service that you can talk to about being saved, about being right with God. They'll be glad to just rejoice with you that you've come to Him or that you've come back also to pray with you about something else. You don't have to save yourself. You can't save yourself. You want to acknowledge that right now. That you cannot. I've heard people say, many people, church-going people, I hope I've been good enough. I hope when I, you know, get to those pearly gates and I've been good enough to get in. If that's what you're counting on, you're not. No, nobody's saved by how good they've been. That's why Jesus had to come. What you do have to do is admit you can't save yourself. Admit you need a Savior. And acknowledge you have one. Everybody pray it out loud. Say it out loud. Father God, I do believe in you. That you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and of mankind. I believe the Bible, the gospel word, the good news that you sent your son, Jesus, to redeem mankind. And that he went to the cross and became sin with our sin. And that he died and took our place. And was judged in our place. Even in the heart of the earth. Oh, but we rejoice. That on the third day. You raised him. From the dead. Free. From all death. All sin. All judgment. All curse. And he did it. For me. Jesus, I confess you as the Lord of my life. I receive you and what you have done for me. Thank you for saving me, and because you raised, I will be raised also. Oh, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Lift up your thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.